FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Electricity and Energy Minister Hossein Soramakgopa says Eskom is shifting its focus from ending load shedding to ensuring long-term energy security. He says this forms part of a broader strategy to also phase out load reduction. While load reduction is more common in smaller communities, the minister stressed that it's not a discriminatory practice by the utility, despite public criticism. Ramakgopa was speaking at a media briefing on Eskom's winter outlook this morning.
So the excuse can't just be that the transformer capacity is not sufficient. So what we're doing, working with Eskom and municipalities, is to invest in the refurbishment of those transformers. They must have the sufficient capacity. We roll out the smart meters, make sure that in those communities that qualify for free basic electricity, they get that. And those that have the means to pay and ought to be paying must pay for the electricity.
The DA in KZN says preventing MPs from carrying out their oversight role is unacceptable. The party has welcomed a new circular that allows members of parliament serving on education committees to conduct school inspections again. The party slammed last month's Circular 29, which had restricted direct school oversight, calling the decision an overreach. KZN Education defended the move and explained it was in response to political tensions involving the ANC and MK party. The DA spokesperson on education, Sakile Ngadi, says while the safety concerns were valid, shutting out elected officials was unacceptable.
This is not a political win for any party. This is a win for learners, educators and parents who rely on oversight to keep the system honest and responsive.
And investigators in China say that four boats that capsized in a river in the southwestern region were not overloaded with passengers. 10 people died and 70 others were hospitalized after strong winds caused the vessels carrying tourists to overturn yesterday. The incident comes just months after 11 people were killed in a boat collision in central China. A passenger boat struck an industrial vessel in Hunan province, throwing 19 people overboard. A recap of our lead story, Electricity and Energy Minister Hossein Soramakgopa says Eskom is shifting its focus from ending load shedding to ensuring long-term energy security. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Latara Nadesan.